USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says schools can reopen safely even if teachers are not vaccinated. The CDC saying that schools currently offering in-person instruction only have had scant transmission of COVID-19 if they follow health and safety guidelines. All that being said, students in Chicago are still waiting for a deal to be reached between the union and the city. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the ball is in the teachers' court.
We waited for hours last night. Hours. And still did not receive a proposal from the Chicago Teachers Union leadership.
Democrats are working quickly to write up a new coronavirus relief bill. The Democratic stimulus bill adds nearly $2 trillion to the national debt. Many Republicans are against the steep cost of the bill. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The polar vortex has its sights on much of the United States, bringing dangerously cold air with it. The National Weather Service says a lot of the country will be dealing with sub-freezing temperatures this weekend. The deepest chill will be in the upper Midwest and northern plains, with wind chills plummeting to as low as 40 degrees below zero in parts of the Dakotas. The Kansas City Chiefs might be facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55 shorthanded.
The Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID-19 reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for five consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. Both men were wearing masks at the time, and Kilgore insisted the barber finish the job. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. Marshal was shot while serving a warrant in Baltimore.
A U.S. Marshal was shot in West Baltimore while attempting to serve a warrant for attempted murder and armed robbery. U.S. Marshal Don Snyder tells us what they know.
This morning at about 6:45, members of the U.S. Marshal Service were serving an arrest warrant for a fugitive wanted on charges of attempted murder and armed robbery. During the arrest warrant service, deputies received gunfire from the fugitive. Deputies returned gunfire. During the exchange, the fugitive was struck, as well as a deputy U.S. Marshal.
One deputy was shot and taken to Shock Trauma Hospital with serious injuries and is recovering from surgery. The unidentified suspect was shot and has been declared deceased. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising for a fair and speedy impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump.
Tuesday, the second impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump for inciting a violent mob against the Capitol on January 6th.
The New York Democrats saying the former president must be held accountable. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.